Let's go to the Zondo Commission now. Former Trillion executive and whistleblower Bianca Goodson is at the Zondo Commission today. She's giving evidence about the relationship between consultancy McKinsey, the Gupta associated company Trillion, and power utility Eskom. And Bianca Goodson's story is such a fascinating one. She's this whistleblower. She was an executive at Trillion. She worked there for something like 2.5 or 3 months. And she quickly realized that this company was just set up to pretend to do work, to siphon money from Eskom, and that there was this association with Salim Essa, the Gupta lieutenant. And she resigned after 2.5 months or so. And it took her a little bit of time to decide to come forward and blow the whistle. And eventually she blew the whistle to the public protector, along with Moselo Motepo, who was also a Trillion executive. And then she went to Parliament as well. So Bianca Goodson today taking the stand at the Zondo Commission to explain that relationship between McKinsey and Trillion, and how Trillion was really doing no work at all and yet was receiving all of this money from Eskom.
Chair, I don't want to come across as though somebody who is just complaining, but I really do disagree with the perception that the McKinsey team, specifically what Dr. Fine and Dr. Weiss said at this commission. I can believe and I accept that the intention was to build junior companies, small to medium-sized companies, of which Trillion was perceived to be one. But the way that they went about doing it, due to my entire tenure and my relationship with McKinsey, was extensive. I met with them and spoke with them every single day for the time that I was there. They were not helpful at all. They were supposed to be the main contractor because they've got all the global experience, they've got the global network, they've done things like this before and so forth. And they were supposed to be taking Trillion, this is the way I understood it, sorry. They were supposed to be taking Trillion under the arm and do the transfer of skills to build us up as well. Okay. In a management consulting company, you provide a service. And the only asset that you really have is people, right? So people have the IP, people have the skills. You don't actually have anything else that is tangible. So the only way that Trillion could grow, in my opinion, was for us to put people to work alongside McKinsey. Every single time I asked McKinsey, and I met with them on all four work streams, okay? Every single time they would show me an organogram of the team that would be executing any of the work, it was never a single Trillion representative. And my frustration was so heightened because I kept on saying, what? I mean, we would get people. My CRO and I were getting CVs of people. We had reached out to talent acquisition companies to start interviewing people and getting people on board. And every time we would interview, so we'd spend a lot of time interviewing people, we would then shortlist, and we would then go to McKinsey to say, okay, he has a Trillion employee that's going to start on, call it the 1st of April. McKinsey would say, nope, we're not accepting them. They're not good enough. We're looking for an MBA. No, we're not. And generation was the funniest thing. McKinsey said to me that they were looking for somebody who had at least 25 years experience in coal-powered power stations, but had to be BEE compliant. Now, when you look at the history of this company, how are you going to find somebody that is non-white that has got that kind of experience in the coal industry? That is also young and is willing to come on as an associate in a management consulting company. You know, they made it impossible to work. And the attitude was, why are you even complaining? You're going to get paid anyway. That never made sense to me.
Former Trillion executive and whistleblower Bianca Goodson there. EWN reporter Ntakwana Ngatane watching that for us. Ntakwana, thank you for your time here on the Midday Report. Bianca Goodson is setting out the relationships between these companies. And as she said there, it just didn't make sense that they were being paid to do a job that they weren't doing.
Absolutely, Mandy. First of all, she said when she got the job, or at least when she was interviewed for the job and enticed to take the job, she expressed that she wouldn't be able to sell. And at the time, Clive Angel, who had approached her, said to her, there's no need for you to even worry about that because you already have a contract. And so when she joined, that's when she realized that actually Trillion had been given a confirmation that they would earn something like 10 billion rand over a period of 3 years. But She says what really surprised her was that when she asked for a contract that she was going to sign as a subcontract, she was given a 3-page document that was riddled with mistakes that she had to correct. And so she left 3 months into the job before even signing that contract. Maybe?
And she's also spoken about Salim Issa and how he was clearly involved in this company that was set up and the relationships that he had too.
Yeah, well, she was told at the very beginning that he was the major shareholder of the company. And when she eventually met him, that's when he told her, at least in one meeting, that when she had started the job and she started complaining about the relationship with McKinsey, Salim Issa told her that if they were giving Trillion problems, they would be booted out because he wanted his $5 billion of that $10 billion that had been promised to the two companies.
And then, Tukwana, this all relates back to Eskom, of course. We've been hearing Eskom testimony all week from Brian Molefe, from Machela Koko. So are we nearing the end of this section? Is Zondo starting to get a fuller picture of what happened at Eskom?
Look, if anything, I think we're getting a bit more clarity in terms of the relationship that McKinsey had with Eskom, because, first of all, what appears in their books as what in ordinary terms can be called a forecast was actually a belief that they would, or at least an arrangement that they would save money for Eskom, and so in terms of when they had saved that money, they would then be paid the 10 billion rand that was in the books as a forecast. So, you know, at least that part we understand, but there is still a lot more, I think, in terms of us understanding exactly what went on with the power utility and all the relationships that seem to direct to a person like Salim Issa.
And Tukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, watching the Zondo Commission for us, the former Trillion executive and whistleblower Bianca Goodson on the stand today.